Hello and welcome to another episode of We Came, We Saw,
We Podcasted.
We Podcasted.
You alright?
I'm good.
Apologies for the tardiness. My fault. Dead on, I know.
Well,
not very well.
We thought Easter would give us diabetes.
We did.
All it's done is given me a bit of a fatter belly, but it's proper taken it out of Rob.
I nearly died. In fact, I may have actually done so.
It's a bit extreme.
Certainly felt like it.
Right, we're not going to spend this whole time just talking about you and your illness. Alright.
You can't catch it from this podcast, you're okay.
You've got to be happy now.
Okay.
But this is what I'm wondering, actually. I was thinking about that earlier on. I haven't been ill for a long time.
Yeah.
And twice this week, I've had to have contact with you whilst you've got the disease.
But we haven't touched, so it's fine.
We've been in close proximity.
True.
When you were checking out my grey highlight.
I was
earlier.
Indeed checking out your grey highlight. It's fine. You're safe.
Right, okay.
I think. So you're right. You know, well, good week.
It's been alright.
It's been okay. Obviously, kiddiewinks are off,
it's
so.
Another f***ing half term.
Another half term.
It's about the 20th one they've had since Christmas. It's 26 days.
Between the last time?
Yeah.
No.
Just 26 days. And they're off until the 12th.
How are they off for that long?
You tell me. Are you teaching them or am I teaching them?
Yeah, good question. I mean, because there's like 3 weeks off.
And then they're bound to get some time off in May, guaranteed.
Oh, there's a week in May somewhere.
There's always some holiday in May.
A couple of bank holidays as well.
And then it's summer holidays.
Oh.
And then that's about 20 weeks, I think, they're off now. So.
Do your children actually go to school? Or do they
not
just...
Not much. No. Not much, no. But do you know what's funny? If I choose to not send them to school, I get put in prison.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah?
Yeah. But they're not, so I'm off whenever they, you know, every 4 weeks or whatever it is.
26 days. 26. It's not even 4 weeks. It's not even 4 weeks.
All right, but you're all right, though. You tickety-boo?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm tickety-boo.
Tickety-boo, tickety-boo.
Didn't sound tickety-boo, that right.
Tickety-boo, tickety-boo. Tickety-boo, tickety-boo.
Tickety-boo, tickety-boo. Tickety-boo. Don't need to ask you, you're not tickety-boo.
No.
We've already established that.
Tickety-oo.
So this week you've literally done nothing, right?
Well, no. The thing was, I've actually had this week off work, booked holiday. So I'd obviously decided, thought, well, I'll, you know, use some holiday up.
You thought the kids are off.
I'll have
I might
a week
as well
as, yeah,
be off
I
as
might
well.
As well be off as well.
You know,
yeah.
They don't go to school, I don't go to work. That's how I roll.
That's how it is.
Yeah,
actually, funny you say that, because I had Christmas off as well.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe I'm just going to have time off that kids have time off.
You've got some time off in May? You just can't let structure go, can you?
I can't.
Just
I like
can't
it.
Let it go.
I like it. That's why I've still got that little blazer and the cap, you know. They probably still have that.
So you've done nothing apart from grow your hair and grow your facial hair this week.
Yeah.
It's nice to see you with a bit of facial
hair.
Well,
yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong, it's driving me absolutely nuts.
You see, I thought you hadn't reached puberty yet, Rob, so I'm actually surprised that you can grow something on your face.
See, I can. Well, ish. It's not the greatest of beards, obviously. It's,
you know,
pretty patchy.
My masculinity has never been questioned.
No.
You know. I have a fantastic beard, should I say. I did have a fantastic beard. That's right, this week I decided to lose the beard. All right, people.
It's gone.
It's gone.
Completely.
Shaved it off.
All of it.
It needed to regrow. But it's coming back already.
I mean, I was sat there thinking, what's happened here?
Yeah.
Because I got the picture from... You sent me a picture of it and I went, whoa! Because I don't know how long it's been. And then it dawned on me, because you said you don't think your boy's ever known you without a beard.
Yeah.
Which makes it 3 or 4 years now.
Also, Rob, and we've discussed this previously on the podcast, you know when those news reports were out and they were like, oh, beards are so not in anymore. Everyone shaved their beards off. Can you remember even Stephen Fry got involved? Remember?
Yep.
You know, piss me off. So what I do is I wait until everyone just forgets about the beards, and whoever wants a beard is just has floating a beard, around with
don't
a beard.
Want one, you don't have you don't one, want yeah. one.
There's no news about beards.
It's just not news at that point, yeah.
And then I go, you know what? It's neither in or out. I'll shave the f*** off. This is the time.
No one's paying attention.
I never conform to formalism.
But so what, you just regrowing it, or is it coming off good now?
No, I'm regrowing it. I know I'm beautiful underneath, and you can see the whole beauty, but...
I forgot like you had a chin.
We all did, mate, we all did. But for a couple of weeks at least, I'm a proper beardless bastard. Oh, wah, oh, wah. I'm a beardless bastard. Oh, wah, oh, wah. My face you've never seen.
Is that a chin?
Oh, wah, oh, wah. I'm a beardless bastard. Oh, wah, oh, wah. Beardless bastard. I was wondering, though, as I was shaving my face.
Yeah.
I hope it's not like a Samson and Delilah situation where I shave off my beard and I'm no longer able to record podcasts.
No, that would be devastating. Plus, actually, we...
Spoiler, you'll find out as it goes on.
Yeah, at any moment now, it could just completely go...
collapse. So, we'll see where it goes.
Let's see where it goes. But
beards so are is it coming back again. So, I've made it relevant again.
Okay, so you're bringing it back. Enjoy which does mean, can I have a shave tomorrow then? Because I need to start...
Well, I don't know what you're doing over there, but you've been growing it whilst you're ill.
Well, it's like 10 days now.
10
and
days.
And it's getting irritating. Incredibly irritating. Yeah.
I reckon you could grow a good beard.
Probably.
I reckon you would look good with it.
My lovely lady doesn't like it, though. And to be honest with you, I'm getting the ump with it. So yeah, I think it's coming off.
No determination, mate. Also, this week, they put our clocks forward.
Yeah. Oh. That...
Yeah. Well, this is what I think has messed you up, mate. You know?
Time travel.
There's got to be a reason other than business that they put the clocks forward. And I think it's just to f*** us up. Oh, let's spring forward. No, let's make you bastards lose an hour. Just
because.
Because. And it does mess with you. There's got to be a bigger reason for why they change it.
Like
the true reason.
Hundreds of years ago, it was for farming.
The thing is, though,
but
mate,
that's like...
I always think a pig in a field, he's not affected by daylight.
He don't give a damn.
The little ant.
No.
He just carries on.
He don't care. What
I say, get rid of time. Just get rid of it.
Get rid of it, all of it.
Yeah. Stop messing with them. Stop putting them forward. Stop putting them back. Because for a few weeks, we were only 4 hours behind some parts of America. And I like that. Because
in front. Behind, yeah.
Yeah, behind us.
Yeah. And then they're fine.
And I kind of like that because all the American sports come on at a reasonable hour.
Yeah, and now it's gone back again. Well, and, we've gone forward, yeah, they've gone back. And
it's all messed up, mate. Just stop messing with time. Just leave it alone. That's what I say. So it's messed you up. It's messed all of us up.
Yeah.
It's messed the world up. Stop doing it. Well, if you're going to do it, give us a proper reason. And that leads me in to the theme for this week's quiz. What do you reckon it is this week?
Is it time?
Damn right. This is a quiz for my mate Rob. And this is a quiz for my mate Rob. And this is a quiz for my mate Rob, who's ill. This is a quiz for my mate Rob. And this is a quiz for my mate Rob. Nothing wrong with me, mate. Full of spring.
Absolutely.
So, as always... simple. The
Good.
Rules to the quiz.
Brilliant.
Are simple.
They're going to need to be this week.
Lyric Man will read out some lyrics. Those lyrics are from songs, and those songs have something to do with time. And all you got to do is give me the artist who sung those songs about that time.
Cool. Song. Right. Yep. Got it.
Got it.
Yeah. I'm there.
Great.
Right.
Let's start.
I am a one way motorway. I'm the road that drives away, then follows you back home. I'm a street light shining. I'm a white light blinding bright, burning off and on.
Right, illness is no excuse in this quiz from now on. All right, you can't blame it on anything. Any idea?
Rolled away at a track. Foo Fighters, Times Like These.
Yes.
I'm a one-way motorway. I'm the road that drives away, then follows you back home. I am a street light shining. I'm a white light winding bright, burning off and on. It's times like these you give. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these, time again.
Foo Fighters and Times Like These. Look like you're having some mini stroke over there, role playing.
Air drumming. I know,
right, okay. I was like, do I need to check on him? Maybe he is poorly. Right. The first one
goes to you this week. This might be the first time you've actually opened up the quiz with the jelly bean.
Oh, didn't even catch one this
week. Oh, come on. Oh, there it is.
Oh, that's not a bad one to start. That
looks like a baby
a
wipe.
Or a baby wipe.
In he goes. Oh, there's a face that says baby wipes.
Do you know what?
Is it weird though that it's not as disgusting as it's?
I think it's because I'm quite used to the smell of baby wipes.
That's very true.
I think. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that's what it is.
Still not great though, is it? No. Let's be honest. No, you're struggling. You see.
Yeah. Hang on. Sorry. It's very cherry.
It is. I don't know how they've done it. But it's like as if you were to actually chew on a baby wipe.
I think it's turning into a baby wipe.
It's expanding with the saliva.
Right, here we go.
Right.
Right.
You good?
I'll do number two. And
then you can finish that.
Yeah.
I got 21 seconds to flow. I got 21 seconds to go. Cause if you like me, let me know. Let me in the studio. I got 21 seconds before I got to go.
It's got a really nice aftertaste, that baby wipe on.
Kind of clean.
Yeah. My mum used to be obsessed with wet wipes.
Did she?
Yeah, tell your story.
Go on then.
Like, for some reason, my mum used to offer people wet ones, just randomly.
Hang on,
you'll
wet
be
ones?
Sat there. Yeah, basically baby wipes. And right, she'd go, okay. Well, wet one. And she'd just offer you like a baby wipe for no reason. True story. Actual.
Your mum like shares in it or something.
It's very weird. Maybe.
Maybe your mum had shares in like wet wipes or something. I don't know. Who knows?
In Andrax. Right.
Oh, crap. So Solid Crew.
No, you had long enough, mate.
Well, I forgot what we were doing. You were telling a flipping story, Geese.
I got 21 seconds to flow. I got 21 seconds to go. Cause if you like me, let me know. Let me in the studio. I got 21 seconds before I got to go. Did you see me on the video? Oh no. Did you see me on the video? Oh no. Cause if you like me, let me know. Let me in the studio. I got 21 seconds before I got to go.
All right, I'll give you that one, Rob, or you have an aneurysm or something.
I got the answer, did I not? You didn't give me any time.
21 seconds. Tut, tut, tut. 21 seconds. Tut, tut, tut. 21 seconds. Tut, tut, tut. 21 seconds. Tut, 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 tut.
There's no denying that Lyric Man has not got an eclectic taste in music. He knows the lyrics of everything, doesn't he?
21 seconds.
21 seconds. So Solid Crew.
Right. It's just me again, is it?
It is you again.
Give him a good shake. Haven't got enough hands. Press the button.
Right. Take your pick, mate.
I'll have a green one.
You have a green one?
Yeah,
the green?
I just had a white one. I think it's either lime or bogey. Or bugger.
Is it the dark green or the light green?
Light.
A light one. Lawn clippings or lime?
Let's
find out. Come on the lime. Or is it lawn clippings? You don't suffer from hay fever, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, crap. This could be a double whammy.
I think we're all right.
You think you're all right? No, I think if it was lime, you'd know about it by now.
That is grass clipping.
Yeah. Is it really?
To be honest, we may have to rethink this game because I'm kind of liking the shitty ones.
Lawn clipping. Is that lawn clippings of some sort?
I think
it is. It's grass, isn't it?
It tastes like the smell of lawn clippings.
It tastes like the smell of... Yeah, okay, I get what you're saying. Yeah, yeah, all yeah. Right. Freshly cut grass and all that.
Are you ready for number three?
Yeah.
So take the photographs and still frames in your mind. Hang them on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos of memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while.
Oh, don't have to do the song, do I? It's the greatest band. It's Green Day. It's Good Riddance, Time of Your Life. Green Day.
So take the photographs and still frames in your mind. Hang them on the shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos of memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
So, do you want to pick my theme?
Yeah.
Ready?
Bean.
That's the really bad one. It's the really bad one. Are we having fairness though? We haven't had the yummy version of that yet.
But popcorn.
Yeah,
or
we haven't.
Rotten egg.
Yeah.
Oh, mate.
Sorry. It could be Buster's popcorn. It's 50% chance it's Buster's popcorn.
Have you noticed that the quiz questions are like easier this week because someone found sorry for it. Oh.
Is that?
Oh, what that is.
Oh, give it a bit.
Dude.
How horrible is that?
Oh, it's in my teeth. Mate, even when you take it out, what is that?
It's in your saliva now, mate.
Oh, mate. Did I really make you eat that?
You did. Twice.
Did I mention that the quiz questions look easier this week?
I don't think I should make you eat it, but you... You have been kind to me, taking sympathy on me and my deafness.
Jeez, man.
How horrible is that?
That's raw. That's mad. What is that? Come on.
These are the flavours that passed the health and safety test. Can you imagine the ones that didn't?
Does it get any better, though?
What do you mean, does it get any better?
Like, it should carry on?
No. No, it continues to get worse.
Oh, mate. Honestly.
The longer it's in your mouth, the more parts of your mouth it gets attached to.
Right, question four.
I've been waiting for so long. Now I've finally found someone to stand by me. We saw the writing on the wall, and we felt this magical fantasy. Now with passion in our eyes, there's no way we could disguise it secretly. So we take each other's hand, because we seem to understand the urgency.
I feel like it will never leave my mouth.
It won't until you have another one.
Oh, that's horrible. Right, come on. Focus.
This is the one I have the least idea of. But I'm going to guess at something and say a song to do with time. Let's go with Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper.
No.
Bucker.
I've been waiting for so long. Now I've finally found someone to stand by me. We saw the writing on the wall, and we felt this magical fantasy. now with passion in our eyes. There's no way we can disguise it secretly. So we take each other's hand, because we seem to understand the urgency.
From the Dirty Dancing, Bill Medley.
And Jennifer Warnes.
Jennifer. Damn it. Time of Your Life.
Obvious when you know, isn't it?
Right.
All right.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do this.
Okay. Bean. Ooh, two rotten eggs.
No, that one. That's not. That's... Oh, hang on. Oh, no, it could be. That's definitely a rotten egg one. That's going back in the pot.
Come on, you can't pick and choose.
Skip, what do you mean I can't pick and choose? Excuse me, you've picked and choose?
I didn't pick and choose.
You did in two previous.
You're putting... You're putting...
You did them two
you're
previous.
You're popping that up and putting it back down.
What's that? That?
What is it?
Well, you tell me what that
it's
one
a
is.
It's rotten egg, isn't it?
Is it rotten egg?
All right, I'll make you a deal.
What?
If that's rotten egg as well, I'll put that back in my mouth.
Ideal. Straight in. It's worth the risk. Oh, God.
Oh, dear. Oh. You went hard on that as well, man. Oh.
No, do you know what? If I'm suffering, you're
what
suffering.
What a stupid f- deal.
Oh, yeah. Come on in. Oh.
Oh, don't get stuck in deep. Don't.
This is not good when you're ill. Hang on. In.
No. No.
Hang on, if you're not doing it, I'm not doing it. You don't think you can?
No,
you're about to be sick, aren't you?
I literally just threw my guts out. What are we doing here? This is stupid. You're ill.
You're not
I don't
it.
Need it. What the f***? Why do we do this? The quiz, it's all nice and f***. It's stuck in my mouth. It's stuck in my mouth.
Oh, it's...
Do you reckon they've gone off? Like, even more? Because they've just been... Oh, hang on.
Oh,
intermission. Are we ready for the final? Oh, hang on.
That was a terrible idea.
Oh. I reckon they've got bad, mate. Honest. Right. Here we go. Number five. Hello.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition. And yawnin', stretchin', try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5.
What are we saying?
Well, I didn't know until the last bit. Now I'm not sure whether you've taken me down.
Who knows?
I don't want another egg. Dolly Parton,
no,
9 to 5.
No one wants another
Dolly
egg,
Dolly Parton,
mate.
9 to 5.
Everyone's praying for...
Oh.
Oh, mate. What the f*** was that?
I don't know.
Who did you say?
Dolly Parton?
Yes, it was.
Oh,
yeah.
My God, for that.
Ooh. Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition. And yawning, stretching, try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5.
if you let it. 9 to 5. Oh.
Right.
I can't get enough of this drink, by the way.
Let's get...
This drink is tasty as anything. This is the tastiest thing I think I've ever had.
Bean.
Give it a shake. Go on. Oh. Now. You're right. Because you really struggled, and I'm serious. I'm, I have concern for you.
It's all right.
That's either Tutti Frutti.
Stinky socks.
Or Stinky Socks.
Right.
Brace yourself. I actually want to be Tutti Frutti. I really do. I don't want you to retch and be sick all over your own sofa.
Oh. Oh, mate. Oh. What a horrible week for Brian. I can smell it. I can taste it. I can smell it.
I don't want to rub it in, but now you know what I've been through in the past few weeks. How do they make it taste like socks? Like, I think that's a scientific question, isn't it?
You won. Yeah, great.
I did.
And that was the quiz for my mate Rob. And that was the quiz for my mate Rob. And that was the quiz for my mate Rob. That was a quiz for my mate Rob, and that was a quiz for my mate Rob.
Here, let me tell you about this new age girl. Farm. I've got a new age girl.
Tell us what she likes.
Environmentalistic girl.
Does she ride a bike?
She has a crystal necklace.
Does she spend a lot of cash?
No, her vibes are rather reckless.
Heading for a crash.
Oh, her flowing skirt is blowing in a transcendental wind. And she wanders without knowing, where did we begin? Mary Moon. She's a vegetarian.
Mary Moon.
And Mary Moon will outlive all the sapidaginary.
Mary Moon.
Oh, she loves meat, so she hates to be alone. She don't eat meat, but she sure likes the bone. Bone. You know she drives wing car.
How does she like it?
It doesn't get her far.
Why doesn't she bike it?
But it gets her to where she's going.
I don't know where it is.
I wish I knew. I don't know where she's going, and I don't know where she's been. All I know that loving her has gotta be a sin. Mary Moon. She's a vegetarian.
Mary Moon.
And Mary Moon will outlive all the sapidaginarians.
Mary Moon.
Oh, she loves meat, so she hates to be alone. She don't eat meat, but she sure likes the bone. Bone. She's a vegetarian.
Mary Moon.
Mary Moon will outlive all the sapidaginarians.
Mary Moon.
And Mary Moon. And she's an intellectual.
Mary Moon.
Mary Moon, despite that fact, remains quite sexual.
Mary Moon.
So thanks once again this week for deciding to download this here podcast.
Indeed, and spending 45 minutes of your life with us.
Again, last week, quite a few people listened.
Yeah.
It's always It's always good to see.
Always some newbies as well, which is nice.
As always, got to do a bit of admin here.
Absolutely.
If you could follow us on Twitter, that'd be great.
At WC, WS, WP.
If you could rate and review, rate and review.
Rate and reviews on the iTunes.
On iTunes.
And,
that's good.
Yeah.
That's always good.
They keep telling us to keep getting people to do that. And we don't really understand, but apparently they...
Wax you up the charts.
Yeah.
If people rate it and review it, they go, oh, right, up.
Lovely jubbly, up he goes. And easy to find us then.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
And also, you can get in touch with us on the Gmail emails. And send us an email.
Yeah, wcwswp@gmail.com.
Whatever you want to send us, we're not fussed.
Junk mail.
So who
Viagra.
Did contact us this week?
People!
Communication from the nation. And we're going to shout them out over the old WrestleMania theme, because on Sunday,
WrestleMania.
It's WrestleMania.
Yeah. My lovely lady tweeted us this week saying she got 5 out of 5 on the quiz last week.
Yeah. She's super intelligent. She would be in any beans,
but she said, I feel for Rob. I've had the rotten egg flavour jelly bean before. It tastes like, and then a little poo emoticon.
Yeah, it does. It absolutely
you can
tastes
now,
like
you can
poo
now
emoticon.
Concur with this. You can now concur. Now, we were trying to talk to Ini Kamosi and Exhibit last week.
Ini Kamosi wasn't having none of it.
He was having none of it.
So wanted just a retweet from Ini Kamosi. Here comes the hard stepper, murderer.
Which you can listen to back on last week's episode if you haven't subscribed yet.
But he wasn't having it.
No.
So
we'll move on. Dave Giles, a friend of ours.
Dave.
From yesteryear. It was listened in. So, hello, Dave.
Give him a listen as well.
Absolutely.
If you like music.
Good singer-songwriter.
Yeah.
Good boy, done good. Jed, who, by the way, do you know this? Our mate Jed, been interviewed by Forbes magazine.
Oh, I saw that.
Saving the music industry.
Oh, he's doing all right for himself,
isn't he? Fan of the podcast. Ooh. So, musicians and people who save the music industry
listen to this podcast.
So, you
Anyone
are amongst
else?
Royalty. Hannah tweeted us quite a lot this week. She just stopped by to say hi.
Hi.
So she said hi. And Hannah also tweeted us this week as well.
She said hi.
She said hi. Yeah. Joe Garcia.
Hello, Joe.
Started following us on Twitter. Welcome, Joe. Welcome to the clan.
I saw we got a few follows this week. Who has followed us?
We had some retweets and likes from Ian this week as well.
Ian.
Which was very nice. Yeah. Thank you very much. Hannah and Hayley both actually liked quite a few of the tweets we had this week.
Hi.
They were big fans of the Zayn Malik reference we have had. Because you know they get those moments on Facebook?
Yeah.
You had one this week.
I had one this week.
About something we did this time.
It took us back a year ago to when Zayn Malik left One Direction. Everyone went a little bit mad. We went, don't worry.
Mental.
It's fine.
It will all be fine.
And went past. And I didn't even hear nothing of it.
No, and now he's
no
out
No memorial
own...
for Zayn or anything
no.
like that. So
he's got his own song out and whatnot. So
we ran out of WrestleMania theme music.
Oh, can we have a little bit more? Just
We're on to WWF Royal Rumble now.
Royal Rumble.
Yeah, here we go. From 1991 to 1992.
Yeah.
Proper geek.
Get it on. Just one more, really, because we've had a follow in the last couple of hours. From Nikki Ann,
right?
Who for some reason has got a Twitter name as her mobile number.
All right.
So I feel like we should just text
more WrestleMania feed. That's fine.
WrestleMania, fine.
She's left her mobile number.
So her Twitter name,
right?
She's got at Nikki Ann,
right?
And then her actual
don't
sort of,
just text anonymously.
Really?
It's a bit
weird. I'll say
mate.
Who I am. I'll say
I'm Rob. Still a bit weird.
Seen a number on the internet. This messenger. Yeah, but they followed us on Twitter. And me on Twitter as well, actually, in a weird... Actually, no, maybe I won't.
Do you really want to open that can of worms?
I don't know if
I don't think you do.
Yeah, but how funny could it be?
Put the phone down, step away from the phone.
Fine.
Boy. You're coming round mine for
I'm
WrestleMania
trying to,
on
look,
Sunday.
I'm trying to get me back. Trying to let the snossy, run-down Rob out of the door and get me back.
What, by attaching yourself to a weirdo on the internet by texting her? What the hell's wrong with you, man? You need to go back to bed. Are you coming round to mine on Sunday to watch WrestleMania?
Oh, yeah.
It's on quite late.
What you gonna do, brother? What you gonna do?
It's on quite late.
Neither of them will be at WrestleMania.
No.
Randy Savage is dead. R.I.P. Randy. Hulk Hogan. He's a bit of a racist, so he's not on telly at the moment.
He's not allowed to be on telly,
no.
He's not on telly. I've got work, haven't I, Monday?
Oh, mate.
Are we going to work?
Right,
you're watching
should we
it?
Do a quick... How long we got left? We've got a minute of classic WrestleMania theme left.
Okay.
So let's do a WrestleMania sweepstake.
All right.
We've got The Undertaker versus Shane McMahon in a Hell in a Cell. If Shane McMahon wins, he gains control of Raw. If he loses...
Well, that'll be two WrestleManias. That...
If The Undertaker loses, it's his final WrestleMania.
Not his final match ever, though. Got it's the final detail, WrestleMania. Detail in the wording.
Don't break the fourth wall. Come on.
Sorry.
Who are we saying?
Undertaker's got to win.
And in the main event, Triple H versus Roman Reigns.
Triple H has to win that, surely.
Roman Reigns is going to walk out the champion.
You reckon?
After lots of shenanigans. Going to be lots of shenanigans in that match.
All right.
Watch for that. Dean Ambrose versus Brock Lesnar.
Well, I've seen Brock Lesnar. He's quite a big
he's
human
a beast,
being.
He's a beast,
he's quite a big human
he's
being.
He's an absolute beast.
I'm gonna say
he's going to go all over Dean Ambrose.
I'm pretty sure Brock Lesnar's going to win that. Yeah.
And that's WrestleMania sweepstakes.
Good, there we go. Sweepstakes done.
Well, that was a little bit geeky, but
yeah,
no
way. Isn't it?
Have you got... Let's have a look at some news that's happened this week. So I've kind of enjoyed doing this.
Yeah,
actually.
It's good.
So, you got anything?
Well, the thing is, the only thing I spotted this week that was a bit peculiar was there's a town in Italy that's had its first child in 28 years.
What?
Yeah. As a child has been born, nothing abnormal there, but the first one since 1987.
So why has there been no bambinos born?
Well, I guess it's just
town.
A generation... Oh, well, this is an age gap, isn't it?
It's just like a town of old people.
Yeah, basically.
Don't do it anymore.
No.
Or a town of pandas.
Maybe. Maybe they're all pandas.
Italian pandas.
Italian pandas.
You see, I thought Italians were Lotharios, right?
Oui, oui.
Does it sound like it?
No.
That's French, by the way.
Brush over it.
Does it sound like it? Does
no,
it sound
but 28
like
years.
It? 28 years.
For a town.
And not a sprog in a town. How big is the town?
Was
you're not telling me it's just...
No, there are 1,000 people.
Over 1,000 people. None of them have had a child.
Nope. 27 years. 28 years, nearly.
Wow, they got the message about safe sex, didn't they?
They did. They hit that one home.
Or they're sat on top of an old nuclear
Yeah, maybe
reactor.
They're all sterile.
Yeah.
Hey, this is a freak mutant child. Things. Maybe this child's going to have like six arms.
But one person has had a child.
Yeah, they have
so
had a child,
congratulations
yeah.
to that town. I wonder whether they're happy about that.
Can you imagine
There would have been a few people sat there going, you know what, we've had this record for years now.
Someone's got to break it.
Does
no one want any sex? No one.
But also, there'd be some people there going, don't you dare f***ing have sex. I want to keep that record.
Let's make it as long as we can.
It would still be a record, though. 28 years, you say?
Yeah, 28
years. With no children in that town. That's amazing.
Which means...
Did anyone move in and out of the town?
Well, yeah, Hey!
I'm here all week.
I think people have left the town.
Right.
Like, moved away, had kids and such.
And still no people.
But no one who's lived there, stayed there, had
Bunch
a child
in that
in
town.
28 years.
Incredible.
Mad.
Incredible.
That's madness.
What other reasons could it be? There
I reckon there's a dictatorship.
Monks?
Possibly. Or there's a dictatorship and someone doesn't want children there.
They're all females. It's an all-female town.
Could be. That detail
or
was...
Or there's just one man in the town and he is sterile. Or...
Maybe he's got a really rubbish aim.
I want to go for it's a town full of Italian pandas.
Yeah, Italian pandas. I think it's
so that was your news story?
Yeah, that's my news story.
That's a good
week.
News
yeah.
story, mate. I like that one.
What about you? You seen anything this week?
Yeah, I've got something to talk about. I saw a news item. And it's 10 conversation points that happen in a girl's toilet.
Now, hang on. How do you know this?
I was reading online.
Right, okay.
All right.
Good. I'm glad
it's online.
This has not come from hands-on experience.
But this is the thing. Us as men, we're very different to women.
Right?
Very. In many ways. One of those ways is that when I go to the toilet, I don't really like conversating with anybody. You get some people who like to have a waz whilst like having a chat to you. I find it kind of unnerving because I'm thinking, you know you're holding your penis right now whilst talking to me. I used to work in retail, I used to have it. You know these guys who like to walk around and they're so insecure about their penis and they have to have their hands down and touching it at all times. And they would come into the shop and they'd have their hands down their pants and they'd talk to me. And it's very strange, isn't it? Ever walked into a public toilet and had a conversation with another bloke?
Not someone I didn't know.
No, well, girls do it all the time. It's like a secret room. It's the one room where girls can go where men definitely aren't allowed. No. The girls' box.
I think there's some hidden secrets.
It's a magical world in there that a man would never understand, and it blows my mind. And I had a bit of a dilemma at work last week.
Right.
Because it was bank holiday weekend.
Yep.
On a bank holiday weekend, the toilet decides to leak at work.
Excellent.
Standard, yeah, really.
Standard
bank holiday crap. So that ain't getting fixed.
Nope.
So you've got two choices.
Yeah.
You can either tippy-toe your way through and make it to the good toilet, or you can look around and you can think, shall I use the girls' bathroom?
Did you?
No. Well, you find yourself in this situation, right? I needed a poo, all right?
tense times.
All right.
Yeah.
So I don't really want to go into the ladies' toilets, which me as a bloke have all kinds of crazy imaginations. They've got pot-pourri in there.
Yeah.
They've got a couch, telly, Jeremy Kyle on, you know, hair straighteners in there. I don't want to go in there because, you know, who knows what might happen.
And that's just what you can imagine as well.
Exactly. So I stayed well away.
Right.
And also, I didn't want to go back in the office and ask permission to use the girls' toilet.
Yeah, okay.
Girls, I really need a poo. Can I use your toilet? They're not going to be happy with that, are they?
No.
You know? Not going to be happy with that.
I'm just trying to think of having that conversation in my office. That would, although actually coming from me, that would probably be a fairly normal question. Yep. So,
if you're a first time listener to this podcast, this is pretty much the level. So you've got it now.
Yeah,
we don't need to explain.
No.
All right. So
okay. So you didn't go back out. You didn't think no one's looking. I'll sneak in there.
Yeah.
So did you go for that? Did you tiptoe?
No, I did the old school rule. I held it till I got
Option
home.
C, you held it until you come home.
Right. I held it till I came home, which then puts you in a whole different kind of dilemma because you can't fart at work as well. It's not good etiquette in an office to fart. So
did you go outside?
All day long, I'm like awkwardly moving.
Did you not just go outside and have a quick fart?
Well, occasionally, but I can't keep going. I was very windy that day, let's just say that. But anyway, let's get back to the news story.
So... The toilets,
right. So there's this article that I found, and it's 10 conversations that will happen in a girl's toilets. When girls go to the toilets, they have to go in pairs. Sometimes they go in threes, sometimes four. It's like f***ing animals going to Noah's Ark sometimes. Just the line.
Did you just call women animals?
I did not. I was trying to be clever with a reference to Noah's Ark.
Fine, okay, that was all.
And us as men, we would never, ever do that. I'd never go, hey, Rob, I need a piss. Come with me, mate. It's a bit weird. I want to have a chat.
Yeah, wouldn't that
I want to hang out with my wang out.
But you know, fine, maybe girls, because they go to the toilet and they sit down.
Right.
That they take longer anyway. Like, for a guy, you're in a pub.
I have lazy wees, mate. I still don't take my mates.
Yeah, of course you do. But that's because it's your alone
time. Rob,
it's your alone
with me.
Time.
I fancy a lazy wee. It's going to take a while. Come have a chat. So this is written by
a girl. Maybe because guys' toilets aren't designed right. Maybe we need to redesign the toilet, and we can do that.
That's true.
I'm not saying we should. I'm just saying maybe we haven't got the design of the toilet right, the bathroom in general, to have that kind of sit down, you know, talk through a door.
A bog is a bog, don't you?
Yeah, true. Yeah,
you know,
true,
really.
I'm going in there for one thing.
Exactly. That's my whole point. You're going in there to do your business and then get out. That's all that needs to be done.
Yeah.
I say it to my boys all the time. They think it's a nursery in there. They take Teddy in there. They take cars in there. It's the toilet, boys. Get out of the toilet. And girls are the same. Really weird creatures women are, I tell you. So this is an article that I found, written by a woman as well, because a man would never understand what goes on in the girls' toilets. So, 10 conversation you women have definitely been a part of when in a girl's toilet on a night out.
Okay.
All right? the "he's so not worth it" conversation. What can you imagine that being?
Well, like? That's clearly about a breakup, a recent breakup. Yeah. One of the girls has had a little recent breakup.
Crying to her friends.
And her girlmates. Her girlmates are just like, "Don't worry, it's fine. It's fine."
And you've taken it upon yourself because you feel it's necessary for you to step in. Yeah, sisters are doing it for themselves. And you've totally been through it yourself, right?
Yeah, exactly. Totally.
So you know exactly where she is. But you're convincing her this guy is just not worth it.
Not worth
you
it.
Know. Drunk tears. It's a mess.
Yeah. That's, should we go and do some Sambuca now? That's next sentence afterwards.
The eyebrow conversation is apparently another thing that happens in a lady's toilet. That's when they just discuss eyebrows.
And potentially spot
if,
a few
if
ones.
If I was
ones.
A lady and in a toilet, I would probably be looking around a lot and going, "What are you drawing them on like that for? You do know that you can grow those, right? And you grow them, and then you shave them off, and then you draw on your face like your f***ing colouring book." That's why men ain't allowed in the women's toilets.
It's true.
This is shortly followed by a makeup conversation. Oh,
yeah,
your blusher looks lovely tonight, love. All right.
Yeah. Oh, I need to put more mascara on. I rubbed mine off. Yeah, that'll. Yeah.
Another conversation. Oh my God, did you see who's here? Conversation.
Hang on. Whoa. How does that one have to happen in the toilet?
Because that's where they go. If they need to say anything, they've got to go to the toilet. It's their safe haven, no men.
But it's the same equivalent, right, for a guy, is if someone walks in and goes, "You are not going to guess who's just walked in the joint."
It's that one girl who's giving you a bit of beef on Twitter.
Yeah, or is... Oh my God,
you see who's here. You see who's here.
But a bloke would make more of that. Rather than sneaking off to the toilet and going, "You will not guess who has just turned up." Yeah. A guy would go, "Oi, oi!"
Another reason I found out they go to the toilet to have the save me conversation.
What?
This is when... You know, they've got this annoying guy, normally me, this annoying guy just at him for about 10 minutes. He goes, "Oh, I just need to go to the ladies' room."
Yeah, code word goes around the text.
They take their friend and then she goes, "You've got to get me out of here." That's one of the conversations they have, right?
And then they sort of somehow come up with some escape plan.
That's right.
Distract you, sneak out the back door.
Yeah. Climb out windows, whatever they need to do. The bonding conversation.
What?
Well, you know earlier when I dropped that clever reference about Noah's Ark, you know when they line all up?
Yeah.
They just start talking to girls on the way to the toilets that they don't know. If they happen to be flying solo into the ladies' bathroom, they just tag on to another group. Oh,
there's a group.
Can I join your group? Lovely eyebrows. Ooh. What foundation is that? All right.
Yeah.
The conversation where you confess your undying love for your friend.
Oh no.
Nah.
Now this does sound like a bathroom appropriate conversation.
It's a bit heavy, isn't it?
It should definitely be kept away from everything
else. For the toilet. The ex conversation, that's where girls go into the toilet.
Just slag off
the ex, you know. Men, they're all the same. The same dress conversation. That's always bad.
Someone's wearing the same thing as me. Yeah. I can't be seen in the same room as them. Yeah.
And also, the woman's bathroom, great place for them to go and make a phone call to whoever, the boyfriend or the ex-boyfriend or their friends, if they haven't managed to locate them. This is where they go as well, to go to the toilet.
Is there a particularly good phone reception in girls' toilets then?
Well, to be honest, this is another thing that I have a serious problem with. It's people. It's become the new poo mag, hasn't it?
It's true.
Your phone.
Take your paper in, sit down, read the paper while you're on the poo.
Just have a little think, right? I know you wash your hands after and everything like that, but you think you're sat there, you're doing your business, and then, you know, you maybe have to...
Have a wipe.
You see where we're going, right? Yeah. And then some of micro...
And then, and then your mate rings you.
Poo.
You swipe your finger across the sink to answer
swiping,
the phone. And then you put it by your face.
You're swiping, you're wiping. Never swipe and wipe.
No.
Never swipe and wipe. Never. But
this is another thing. If you take one bit
people,
of advice from this.
Stop taking your phones in the toilet. You have it up to your face for f***'s sake. Come on. So, strange, about 10 conversations that happen in a girl's toilet on a night out. Just, like that news story.
I do. I love that. All I love that.
So, on that bombshell, I think it's time.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
Another episode of We Came, We Saw,
and We Podcasted in the bag.
Thanks again. It's definitely perked Mundane Rob up.
Yes, it has. Sorry, mate. Sorry.
You've got rings and things.
Oh, I've got power now. Power's back.
Wow.
Power is back. Yeah, no, thank you very much for your patience this week.
That's all right. I was saying to Rob earlier on today, now, Rob, when he's not ill, he's like all happy clappy. Like, if you live in the UK,
Norman Wisdom.
You know Mr. Tumble? Yeah, he's like a Norman Wisdom or Mr. Tumble off of the CBeebies. He's one of those. But when he's ill, he's all mundane and gloom. He's like, oh, hello. My name's Rob. I'm ill. And I just want to talk about me being ill. I've grown my beard, but I have to shave it off because my missus doesn't like it.
I don't like it either.
You don't like it.
I don't like it either.
No one likes it.
It's itchy as buggery and it's just annoying me now. So I'm quite glad it can come off.
She'll have me for that.
She will, yeah.
She will.
Yeah. But she prefers you without it.
I know, right? Just before that ends, right?
Yeah.
This is another thing about the beard.
Go on.
It was funny how many people all of a sudden told me how much they hated the beard once the beard was
gone.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, cheers. Yeah, thanks.
Thanks.
We kicked it down. That's all we've got time for this evening, so it's good night from me.
And it's good night from him. Good night.